It is 10 o'clock. I will call the, this Board of Managers meeting to order. First thing is roll call.
Rick Brunson.
Here.
Robert Brits.
Here.
Sam Hall.
Here.
Jonathan Ingles.
Here.
Ray Richardson.
Here.
And Valerie Washington.
There's Valerie.
I just need her.
Can you hear us, Valerie?
Can you hear us okay, Ms. Washington?
Now I can. Sorry, I was having a hard time getting set up. Sorry.
No, you're good. Thank you, Rob.
Okay, do we have any agenda announcements?
Yes, sir. We have four agenda announcements. First of all, the district would like to extend its deepest condolences for the loss of the Irving police officer, Jeremy Schultz. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yes.
Fort Worth police officer, Robert Finner, and the Greenville police officer, Cooper Dawson, honoring their service and sacrifice in protecting our community. We're truly sorry. Second agenda announcement is RM25010, approval of Frost Bank service will be postponed once the open position of the board has been filled. The third is agenda item RM25014, approval of furniture of 12600 Willow Springs building, moving agenda item to the beginning of purchases over $150,000. And move the legislative update before the consent agenda as Mr. Paxson needs to get on the road for Louisiana.
That puts you up, Mr. Paxson.
Thank you very much for accommodating me. The legislative session starts January 14th, so we're just a little over a month away. And filing of bills started last month. We've got almost 2,000 bills that have been filed and so far, and we're monitoring those and looking for anything that causes a red flag, and I haven't seen anything of concern just yet. But obviously our biggest priority going into this session would be the wireless fee increase. And we received a bill draft back from Legislative Council that would raise the wireless fee from 50 cents to 75 cents. And just so you're aware, Legislative Council is the organization within the legislature that drafts bills so that they're in the proper format and have a much smoother sailing through the process. So we've received that back. Our next steps are to identify our champions in the House and the Senate who will carry that bill. To that end, we had a meeting last week with Senator Robert Nichols, Legislative Director. Senator Nichols is a Republican from Jacksonville. He's the chair of the Transportation Committee. He's kind of a maverick in terms of the Senate. He does what he thinks is what he wants to do and doesn't always go along to get along. So I think he would be a great champion for us. And he's also expressed interest in the past about 911 funding and what that looks like going forward. So we're waiting to hear back from him. But we're also trying to set a meeting up with Senator Brandon Creighton from the Woodlands. He's also expressed interest in how 911 is funded. And then Bear Metro is working with their two senators from San Antonio to get a site visit from the Lieutenant Governor so that he can see firsthand exactly how these districts operate and why this funding is so critical. We're hoping to have that, they will have that meeting before the end of the year. I briefed you before on the fact that we're going into a session, just like last session, where we have the state's going to have a big budget surplus. So a wireless fee with a big budget surplus hasn't been as appetizing to legislators in the past. And we need to be nimble just in case we can't get traction on this fee increase bill. So we've had meetings with the House Appropriations on what type of appropriation we could get, how we would go about that process. And they've been extremely positive. And then finally, I briefed you before how the Alliance commissioned a study from Texas Tech to show what projections would be like for the next 10 years, 20 years, 30 years with next generation cost and the current fee and then what a fee increase would look like, how that could help offset these costs. And then part of that study includes a public opinion survey showing, we hope to be able to show members that people in your districts are not that concerned about a 25-cent increase on their phone bills. So that study is being finalized. Once it's finalized, we will take that and then start putting it in the hands of the key members and leadership positions of the legislature. But we think that study is going to be finalized by the end of this month. But otherwise, I feel like we're right on track where we need to be. It's like last session. Can we get the legislature to get the appetite to go ahead, pass this fee increase, and we won't be bugging them in the future sessions on this? But that's what I have. If anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to try to answer them.
Any questions?
Now, the 75 cents still doesn't get us where we need to be, correct? Wasn't we talking about 85 cents at one point?
We started at 85, and it seems that 75 will still get us there and is a much more acceptable number.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, as we were going through the bill drafts with the other districts, we had some districts who wanted over a dollar. We had some that did not even need 75 cents. So we were trying to find a happy medium that would be acceptable to all districts and the carriers and the legislature. That's where we are.
So we'll bill in
that. It's Fowler, I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you share the study once it's released with Sherry so the board can see a copy of that?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Does the study focus solely on wireless fees, or does it also include wireline fees? Because our legislation on wireline fees is 40 years old and does not address a lot of the newer technologies that are being used to deliver 911 calls.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's solely focused on the wireless fees.
Because the state controls the funding on wireless. We control the funding on wireline.
So that could be something that we could be talking about when
we
go to Austin.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank y'all.
Safe travels.
Thank you.
And thank you for your service. And if we don't talk to you, happy Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. Happy New Year. Okay, next we have the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Motion to approve.
Move to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Did you see her hand raise?
You did.
Okay.
Aye.
So, motion passes. Then we move to the executive director report.
Thank you. You'll notice on pages 31 through 38, we've got our monthly statistics, our public education analytics, our Safety Smart Rally schedule for the 2024-25 school year. I would love to see y'all come to one if it's in your area, and there should be one in your area. Our monthly call volumes, training, our board of managers' appointments of their deadlines and when they're up for renewal. And then on page 39 is the Alliance update. Anil was gracious enough to attend the Alliance meeting and take those notes for us and bring them back. Are there any questions on any of the statistical information? I have one more item.
Any questions? You're doing good.
As we move down this list of updates, board resolutions, and purchases over $150,000, please take special note that all but one of the items on the list are grant funded. The caveat is that the grant funding deadlines are December 31st. So it was very important that we have a quorum here today so that we can meet those deadlines. My team has gone through months and months and months of preparing RFPs, vetting those RFPs, looking through each of those documents and those proposals, making sure that the people that they've chosen for us to work with meet all of our mission and values and goals, as far as just not the service that they're doing, but building relationships that we require when we have, when we're working with a vendor. So just keep that in mind, that all but one, the VMware is the one that's going to be the exception to the rule, that we'll have to come out of our pocket. But when we're thinking about this grant funding, how appreciative that we are that we have it, first off. So let's go.
So you're done?
I'm done, sir.
Okay, next thing, TC-911 project update. How we doing at Willow Springs?
Willow Springs is moving along. I put this update in there. It had to go out a little bit earlier due to the Thanksgiving holiday, but since then, they've been, you know, going great guns. We've got a lot of drywall up. We've run across a few little interesting challenges because of the heights of the ceilings and the amount of HVAC, chilled water, electrical conduit, and cable trays, because we're pretty tech heavy. So there's been a lot of kind of last minute kind of redesigns of ceiling areas. But that's moving along actually pretty well. We're having to kind of stop and rethink things as we move along. But everything else is going very well. We're starting to work on the mechanical yard. We ran across some challenges there that we're working through, but that's, everything is really set to be on schedule for getting us in there in that May timeframe.
Including equipment installed?
Equipment will be installed.
100%. And network will be in place?
Network will be in place.
You're 100% positive.
That equipment will be installed, the network's in place?
No, that the network will be in place.
I can't see why it would not be in place, Monty.
No, it's good.
100%.
So AT&T has stepped up.
They should be.
So, the equipment...
You got to give us the right answer.
The equipment is going to be there, and it is correct. There is a schedule that is in place right now to actually move the translations, to move PSAPs from one system to another. All the equipment is really, it's on target. The challenge we've been dealing with is working with AT&T project management and their translations teams. I think we've kind of gotten some help on that front. We've got Mr. Brooks, we've got a lot of other people that are involved from AT&T, fairly high in the food chain, that have given us some guarantees that they're working with Sarah and her team on getting those PSAP moves lined up. Those are the ones that are going to have to happen in a specific time frame. The equipment's pretty much going to be there and ready to go starting January 1. These are the challenges. Sarah's team has had these kind of challenges in the past and they've succeeded. So we just need a little bit of help on the AT&T front at a fairly higher level to go out and find some of those people that can actually do some of this work, since they're few and far between these days.
Sounds like they escalated to a VP level that was not sufficient, and then escalated to a senior VP level as of a week or two ago. That looks like they're going to have success with the proposed schedule that we showed you in the PowerPoint.
Okay, I'm going to show my old telephone hat. Do we have a commitment from that senior VP that this date will be met?
I have not spoken directly to the senior VP.
Okay, well, here's my perspective. We've got three immovable objects. The first one is we can't move and interrupt delivery of 911 calls. Point blank period. Can't do that. Second one is that the AT&T has not officially committed to us at the proper level that the network is going to be there. And then the third piece is that I'm thinking about it. I forgot it because it screwed me up.
Texan bulldozers?
TxDOT and Bulldozers is May 25th. So from my perspective, you got 2 months to get all of that blocked in 10 foot of cement with rebar, and there's no question that we're not going to be there by the May time frame. If we don't have that by then when we go to Austin, then we need to go to Austin. We need to talk to the people that we need to talk to give us some room. That includes TxDOT, that includes the PUC, if we're not getting the technical support that we need from our carrier, and it includes the legislators.
And we're going to do that at that time. Right now, we've got some movement. It looks like they're accepting at one level of the schedule we put out there that is going to meet that date.
Okay, if it,
we're waiting for it to
if
really
it comes
see.
Out that we can't meet that date, then we need to know what the plan would be to move into the new facility without the old wiring there, and how long that would take.
And by the time you go to Austin, we should have some of these cuts behind us, at least some history to show progress or success at some level.
By the January board meeting, you will have an answer as to what kind of success we're looking at. We should have PSEPs cut at that time.
And if we can't meet our dates at the January meeting, you got to give us estimates for new timelines so that we can go talk to the PUC and say, we'll talk to them, but talk to TxDOT that May of 25 is not realistic. We need until whatever the real date is. That doesn't keep y'all up at night. Is that fair?
It's very fair.
Okay.
We can make that.
All right.
Any other questions on?
Good report.
There we go.
Next Gen 911 update.
Next Gen circuits are targeted for installation December 2nd. That's the final last circuit that we were pending for this project. Motorola data centers are tracking to be online and ready for testing December 9th. We'll have folks in our RVUs installing some routers. And AT&T had an internal meeting November 20th to finalize the transition plan on the hardware refresh that you were just speaking about, to move calls to Willow Springs. AT&T technicians have already transitioned several of the workstations that are RV south to test the process, and we are starting to test and finalize testing of System 3. And then the cut schedule will begin on January 7th at Northridge and Hills Backup. Those are the same dates that were in the PowerPoint.
Any questions? Thank you, Sarah. Next item is new board appointments. I'm the interim until we appoint a new chair. So do I hear any nominations for chair?
I would like to nominate Rick Brunson. I think he's the longest sitting member on this board, and I know he knows more about it than a lot of us ever will, so just my thoughts. So
I agree also. Yeah.
And I would appreciate that, because we do have, you know, per what Bill said, state's just looking at the one side. We need to start looking at the other side, because it is revenue that the board's responsible for monitoring and securing. So, any other nominations?
I would also nominate Rick for the same reasons. I think just with your time and tenure on the board, and just I think that you have a vision that could help lead us as we are looking at fees and things that we need to be more proactive in as we're trying to secure funding.
Thank you. That said, I move nominations cease. All in favor of approving Rick Brunson as the board chair, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
That being said, we would like to do for a vice chair, so we will need a nomination for vice chair.
I would nominate Valerie Richardson, Washington. Washington. I was looking at the mayor.
He's in the nursing.
Valerie Washington as the vice chair. Are you okay with that?
Yes, I am.
I'll second.
Any other nominations? That being said, that nominations are closed. All in favor of everyone in support of Valerie Washington being the vice chair, say aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously. Thank you for your service. Next thing up is the purchase over $150,000, GRN25014, approval of furniture of 12,600 Willow Springs building purchase.
Come on up, guys, and introduce yourself to the team.
Well, I'm Josh Bauer, president of WRG.
My name is Greg Carter. I am the managing director for the Fort Worth location.
I am Rhonda Stroud, and I will be working, I will be the single point of contact working on this project with the.
She's been the heartbeat, I gotta say.
She is, I will give Rhonda a lot of credit. She has been with our company for over 25 years, and she has gone from every part of the business, from project management to sales, and she is truly, she developed me when I came into this business about 18 years ago. When I started on install and warehouse and then came to the sales side, I worked very closely with Rhonda, and she was able to help guide me through the time to where I've grown up in the business. So I can't thank her enough, and I can guarantee you, working with her, she will take care of you guys day in and day out.
It's been a pleasure.
Yes, and she has loved working with you guys, so thank you very much for everything you've done with her. So just a quick overview of who we are. WRG, we're a family-owned, woman-owned business, WDNC hub certification. The Bauer family, it's my family. My mother and father both came into this industry. They started the business about 19 years ago.
Page 151.
Is there a PowerPoint?
And that's when my brother and I both came into it as well. The one thing that I want to assure you guys is we do not miss a date. We have gone through this very rigorously. I know Rhonda has in the team. She has a full team behind her that supports you guys, that will make sure that everything from order entry to the installation of your product will be in on time for you. And another very exciting thing that I know is important to you guys are, we are under budget. So that will be very helpful for whatever else is needed to make sure that the space that you guys are creating is turned into something beautiful.
Is there a PowerPoint?
No, we do not have a PowerPoint.
How much under budget are you?
Roughly $900,000.
Okay.
Yeah, we provided good, better, best options, and we were able to make sure you guys got in there with the lead times so that we needed to get it done.
And warranty?
12 years, parts and new. The hand labor is very important because almost everyone offers a warranty, but then they charge you for labor. So they'll send you a part and then they'll charge you a couple hundred dollars just so you can install it. So we are literally one call and it's done. And we stock some parts, so it's moving faster.
So there's a full team that surrounds Rhonda. So Rhonda is the main point of contact, works as our sales associate, but then she's got a sales support person who helps put together the quotes, get the products and everything, and then order management. She will have a direct project manager that will work directly with her, and the general contractors and every trade that's on your guys' project that will help make sure we get the product here and we're moving on it from whatever end of the building you guys want to start. We'll come in, work with IT. We'll basically, during the install, we'll install the paneling, which is gonna be the frames. Y'all will then come back. All the cabling will be ran underneath there. Then we'll install the the skins, and then the rest is the components, and make sure that that all comes together.
And you have a fee schedule for moves and changes?
Yeah, we would pull moves or changes. I mean, if it's minimal, we just kind of do that while we're there. Like, if somebody says, yeah, I want this over there, we're not going to go back. We're just going to get it done.
And the reason I ask that, question is everybody designs to what they think, but when they actually get there, they realize, no, this floor plan's, the way we got it configured is really not working. So we will have a process for that.
Yes. Well, like I said, if it's minor, I'll be out there quite a bit. So my project manager will be out there. I mean, somebody's going to be there all the time. Pretty much our supervisor never leaves. But if it's minor, like I don't want my desk over here, I want it over there, we're just going to move it. You know, okay. We're going to be there anyway. Now, if you called us a month later, then yeah, it'll be a quote to change. But during installation, I don't know that there could be much movement. We pretty intensely looked at this plan.
We've been months.
Very intensely looked at this plan. Yes. So I don't know that there's a lot. There could be a few changes.
So y'all can be mindful that we don't use up that $900,000.
Oh, definitely, sir.
Adds and changes.
So if that, we were not allowed to get that high. That would be a record for us, that's for sure.
So on the budget, it's actually, we saved around $1.275 million. So it's about $1.2 million.
Okay.
Yeah, for furniture, I mean, there's different levels. So we didn't do the very highest end, we did a mid, best warranty. You know, mostly manufactured in the United States, which is going to help in the long run. The furniture has been, it's something you can add and change. We're not going to say that, oh, they don't make that anymore. We've selected furniture that's with manufacturers that are here to stay and that can accommodate us in the future. You know, I don't want a chair that we can't fix 10 years from now. We've made sure every selection, every choice fits in the right category of being able to service it.
And there's a lot of configurability to the product as well, so if there is a change that needs to be happening on day two, then we can come in and help offset that with minimal costs. And that's using our internal design department that will be able to make sure we're shaping it the correct way to make sure the product is working. But we'll be out there every day before we even start the install. We'll be walking the site to confirm everything is exactly the way the dimensions are, exactly what they've said on the CADs, to make sure everything goes in very smoothly.
All the offices are sit to stand, which is, you know, a huge benefit to your body, to your health, to your future. So private offices and the workstation, everything's sit to stand, which is.
Any other questions? So staff is thumbs up. Do we have a motion for approval of RN 25014?
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you all, we appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you
very much.
Next item.
It's
riveting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate what y'all do.
Thank you for
Wanda. We appreciate y'all. Consider approval of RN 25-007 UPS 5-year maintenance contract.
This is a renewal for five-year annual installment payment of $148,860 for a total of $744,300. This is to maintain all of our UPS units that are in the field that we own and the generators.
And where's that in the what page?
That would be on page 41 to 49.
Any discussion?
This is going to be grant eligible as well, so it's supporting next gen infrastructure.
So we will submit the grant paperwork?
Yes, sir.
To get our money.
Are all these under the, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Are all these under the same grant, or are they all different grants? Like,
it's the same grant.
Same what grant. Is the name of it?
It's the ARPA funds grant.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you want to make a motion to approve all?
Motion to approve all, with the exception of the one that's not on.
The VMware?
Yes.
You can do that.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All in favor of approving purchases over $150,000, A through F? Say aye.
Aye.
I'm sorry to be a party pooper, but we have to go through all of them.
One. Individually?
Yes, just because we have to have it on record.
Well, we just did it on record.
Okay.
The grant probably requires individual approval.
Yes. And that way they can go back, also do for audit purposes as well.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be a party pooper.
Keeping you in line.
The attorney was going to do it anyway. I thought it was great.
If it wasn't for the requirements of your grant, you did great for the Open Meetings Act. But if your grant requires individual approval, then that's what you got to do.
Let's start with A.
Okay. So do we have a motion to approve RN25007?
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Our next point item is RN25-008. All in favor?
Motion to approve.
Okay. We got a motion and a second?
Yes, I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Pass. RN25-009. Motion to approve.
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Y'all got someplace to be?
Next one, RN25-001. Do I have a motion?
Sorry, just to clarify that 011.
Yes.
You said 001.
I meant D, RN25011.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Next one, RN25-012. Do we have a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next most, RN25-013. Have a motion?
That's the non-grant one, right? Mm.
Motion to approve.
Second.
No, that one's grant.
No, it's not.
013?
That's not grant.
It's not grant, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. This
any
is,
questions? Tell us what it's for.
Okay, it's for our VMware infrastructure upgrade. We're at the end of our 5-year life cycle, and this is for 5 years. Support, hardware support, installation, and licensing for the next 5 years. For all the hardware, server infrastructure, and network.
And this is all something that we'll need for the next 5 years?
Yes.
Motion?
Yeah, make it approve.
I thought we already had one.
Yeah. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Yes, sir. Aye.
Okay, that's where I need help.
Ms. President, before you go into executive session, did we still need to do the board resolution on the Frost Bank Services contract?
That one is
that's
the one
postponed.
Postponed until we have a new board member from Grand Prairie.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood you. Thank you.
So how much of this do I have to read?
Tammy.
So you just read the section numbers that we're going into executive session under, and the time.
Okay, then we will move into an executive session pursuant to Chapter 551, Section 551.071, Section 418.183F, and Section 551.074.
And the time?
And the time is?
10:35. Okay, I'm calling this meeting of the Tarrant County 911 District Board of Managers back into regular session. Do we have any public comments?
What time?
Oh, at 11:36. Any public comments? Seeing none, we hope all that have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and this meeting is closed.
At?
11:37.
Lunch is here.
Hi, Miss Valerie. Thank you so much.
Y'all are welcome to eat here. You can take it with you. The boss